Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
We're going to head to the Workplace Relations Commission now because a conciliation hearing is underway there in Dublin between unions and management at Tara Mines in County Meath. For more on this, we're joined from the WRC by RTE's Eleanor Burnhill. Eleanor, you're very welcome to the programme. What are the solutions, I wonder, that the workers are looking for at the WRC?
Good afternoon, Cormac. Yes, well, this is very much a conciliation hearing to see if the two sides can be brought together and if there is any common ground. And this nearly didn't go ahead today because the parent company of Tara Mines, the Swedish multinational Boliden, had said that they didn't want to enter talks whilst a protest at the mines was ongoing. But they then entered these conciliation talks without preconditions at 10:30 this morning. And there was a brief break for lunch. Unions, when they went in this morning, said they were hopeful that some of the welfare issues for workers could be worked out while the mine enters this period of care and maintenance. And they said they wanted to have a way back to make sure that workers who have this skill set, who've worked for the mine for years, have a way back to their jobs in the future should the mine reopen. Now, I spoke to John Regan, the SIPTU sector organiser, on his way into talks today, and he was asked about when the mine had halted production previously in 2001, and whether a welfare package like that could be put on the table. He said he believed that that was the least that should happen. Back in 2001, there were talks around pension and health insurance contributions continuing, interest-free loans to workers. And we really haven't heard anything like that being offered
in fact, by management at the moment.
They
say the company aren't engaging much at all with workers who are angry. What kind of a timeline are they working to, Eleanor?
Well, these talks are expected to continue late on into this evening, but unions are very much saying that they're heading towards a cliff edge, which is a deadline of next Friday, July the 14th. And that is when the mine is due to temporarily close with the temporary layoff of 650 workers. So unions are saying that if there isn't any resolution today, that they're hoping that there can be a Labour court hearing next week where things could be further discussed. They've also called on the government to see if there's anything the government can do to address that July 14th deadline and if that can be extended in any way. I got a statement from the Department of Enterprise from Minister Simon Coveney today saying he welcomes today's talks, but it wouldn't be appropriate for him to comment any further. So we're not expecting any update before 6 o'clock this evening. We may hear more later on this evening, but as far as we can tell from outside of these talks, which are being held in private, the two sides still seem to be quite far apart.
Yeah, a lot of work to be done at the WRC. RTE's Eleanor Burnhill, thank you very much indeed for that.